Text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
A landlord's right to evict tenants in order to sell their property could be curbed following a report from the Oireachtas Housing Committee, which is published today. The report contains several recommendations and calls for these to be considered by government actively and as a matter of urgency. Well, I'm joined from Leinster House now by Eoin O'Brien, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson and a member of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Planning and Local Government. And on the line also is Jo Doyle, spokesperson for the Residential Landlords Association. Morning to you both. Thanks for joining us. Oh, and let me start with you. The committee recommends, and I quote, that in order to reduce the flow of families into homelessness, restricting the rights of landlords to issue vacant possession notices to quit when selling their property be actively considered. Tell us about the reasoning, Eoin, behind this recommendation.
Good morning, Miriam. Well, we know from research from Focus Ireland and the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive that the single biggest cause of family homeless presentations at the moment is vacant possession notices to quit. Large number of accidental and semi-professional landlords are leaving the market because house prices are going up. And the difficulty, of course, is this creates a real problem in terms of the impact on families and children. So what we're calling for as an emergency measure is for the right of landlords to sell not to be called into question. But if they're selling, they should sell with a tenant in situ. And we do need to keep in mind many of these landlords availed of quite generous Section 23 tax breaks when they purchased their properties during the boom, albeit by the government to try and incentivise them into being landlords. But we feel until there's an adequate supply of social housing to meet the needs of these families with children, again, 4,000 children, some of them about to spend their fourth year in emergency accommodation this Christmas, we think limiting the right of landlords to issue notices to quit with vacant possession should be curtailed as a temporary measure.
Jo Doyle, what do you think of that?
I think that move would be absolutely disastrous for the rental market. In fact, I would envisage that would make things worse because it would completely disincentivise newcomers into the market.
Eoin O'Brien?
Well, you see, there are two things happening in the rental market at the moment. So on the one hand, what we're seeing is a significant number of accidental semi-professional landlords who own, say, one property, usually a semi-detached or terraced house out in the suburbs, leaving the market. We are seeing a very significant amount of institutional investment entering, and that's primarily at the upper end, very much so kind of apartments, etc. Now, for 2 years, the number of rental tenancies fell quarter on quarter from 2017 to the end of 2018, but it has now started to increase again. But the difficulty is this, the kinds of landlords who are leaving, and I understand why many of them are leaving, are not being replaced in terms of the types of properties by the new investment. I don't accept this measure would have any impact on new investment because the new investment is going elsewhere in the market. What it would do, however, is it would constrain the number of families that are presenting as homeless. Would it have a negative impact on the price received by the seller of the property? Yes, it would. But the choice we as a society have to make is, in the short to medium term, given that we have 4,000 children in emergency accommodation, do we prioritise preventing them from becoming homeless? And if that has, unfortunately, a negative impact on some sellers of properties, I think that's a decision, unfortunately, we have to make.
Jo Doyle, apart from that homelessness issue, which is huge, what Eoin O'Brien is talking about, I mean, the average rent, Joe, nationally went to over €1,400 for the first time this month. Do you accept, Joe, that landlords, you're going to have to take a hit here because the situation is simply so dire?
There's no doubt about it, Miriam, that there's a terrible situation out there in the market. But the reality of the situation is it is not the landlord's responsibility to provide social housing. It's the government. But landlords have been bridging the gap. And now this report is looking to penalise them. The only way to fix this problem is to encourage more investment into the market. And with all of this talk going back and forth, you know, it makes lenders nervous about lending more money to investors to go out and purchase more properties that will help alleviate the problem. It's having the opposite effect entirely, you know. And what we need to understand here is that most landlords are, you know, they own one or two properties. So they're your typical self-employed plumber, plaster, mechanic, that, you know, self-employed guy who doesn't have a pension. And this is his pension. So we're going now and we're looking at, you know, curbing the ability for these guys to take their money back out of the investment that they've put in there initially. And I envisage that this is going to make the market a lot worse before the powers that be realise the mistake they've made and then turn full circle and incentivise and encourage investment.
Okay, but Joe, I hear you about the people maybe who have one property, it's their pension. But I think landlords, I could be wrong, like yourself, you've a good few properties. And
yes, for sure.
Without being rude, is there greed here? I mean, if you look at Dublin rents, why should anyone earn €2,000 a month just because you're a landlord?
Well, that's just because they're taking in €2,000 a month from a rent doesn't mean that they're earning that. We've got maintenance costs, running costs, mortgage interest and all the other costs that come along with that. There's no doubt. Like, the reality of the situation is, Miriam, and if I use myself as a professional landlord, I provide really good quality service to all of my tenants. And if I wasn't in the market today, these guys would struggle to find another property.
But are you, without being rude, screwing them for the amount of money you're charging for their monthly rent?
Do landlords not.
Okay. But would you say that, Joe?
No, most definitely, because the amount of rent that I charge my tenants is dictated by the payments that get made on their entitlement on the HAP scheme. Because most of the, in fact, over 95% of my tenants are social welfare recipient tenants. And that's the market that I've decided to help service.
Although, Miriam, it is important to acknowledge that, for example, if you are a landlord taking a HAP tenant, you get 100% mortgage interest relief. If you're a standard landlord, the level of mortgage interest relief has increased in recent years. And let's not forget, many of these landlords got Section 23 tax breaks in the start. Now, I rent.
Joe wants to ask you something there.
I just want to make this point, which is I rent, and I absolutely accept that there are lots of good landlords out there providing a good service. But in the immediate term, we have to prevent children from becoming homeless, which is why, notwithstanding everything Joe says, this is the kind of measure we have to take until such time, and I agree with Joe, government gets its act together and supplies an adequate supply of social housing.
Okay, Joe, what do you want to ask, Owen?
Let me just flip back there. Owen is saying that landlords are entitled to 100% mortgage interest relief if they take half tenants. But the reality of the situation is there's no reason why they shouldn't be allowed to have, as an expense, all of the costs incurred in the running of their properties. So, it's landlords are unfairly penalised in the taxation system in this country, and then when the field is levelled for them again, the powers that be, for want of a better word, they're trying to view that as a reward for the landlords. We just want our business to be treated in the same way any other business is treated. We want to be taxed on our profits, not on our income.
Owen O'Brien, can I put a point, Owen, to you from one of our listeners? Is Owen O'Brien for real stopping citizens from selling their own assets? These are private citizen landlords. Tackle the institutional landlords that are making huge profits off Irish people. And one more, Owen, for you as well. Would Owen O'Brien buy a property with a sitting tenant? Absolute rubbish. Sinn Féin needs to think before they put forward notions like this. Owen.
Two things. First of all, this isn't a Sinn Féin proposal. It's unanimously agreed by all of the political parties in the Oireachtas Housing Committee. It's not seeking to restrict the sale. What it's saying is if you have a tenant in situ, you sell with the tenant in situ. And just to pick up on the point...
That will restrict the sale.
Just to pick up on the point, if I'm a commercial landlord and if I have a business in my property, I don't have the right to issue a vacant possession notice to quit. I sell with that tenant in situ. So I agree that we have to treat landlords as a professional business, but what's good for commercial landlords in the business sector should also apply, and that means in the short to medium term we need to ensure as a priority no more children become homeless. And I'm happy to have a conversation with any landlord representative organisation about those other issues.
Okay.
What I would also say,
Joe,
is Sinn Féin has been to the forefront of arguing
let Joe speak.
I'm answering the second question, which is Sinn Féin has been to the forefront of arguing for proper taxation of real estate investment trusts and other institutional investors. Unfortunately, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael won't support us on that.
Joe?
Look, this problem here, this proposal here is going to make the problem worse. And I speak as a spokesman for the Residential Landlords Association. I speak as one of the biggest private landlords in west of Dublin. And I speak as someone who offers an advisory service to people looking to come into the market. If this gets implemented, I will have to advise people not to get involved. And the reason being, what's going to happen is they're putting money into an investment, and these are self-employed, as I said, mechanics, painters, plumbers, these guys, they're putting their hard-earned cash into an investment and they can never get it back.
Okay, I'm going to leave the last word to one of our listeners. Tinkering at the edges again. Everyone blames the landlord. Nobody really talks about the elephant in the room. A complete lack of involvement by the government in building new houses. The government is the biggest landlord in this country with multiple vacant units. They also sit on a vast land bank. Joe Doyle, Owen O'Brien, appreciate you chatting to us this morning.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.